Coach on the road once again, take you youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man here, E. How we doing?
I'm pretty good, man. Happy to be here with you today. I mean, it's pretty good in Chicago. I like to be out, you know, take dinner, get a spot here, and, you know, happy to be at the town back.
So we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. What's this big league experience been like for you?
Big league experience for me has been pretty good. You know, having a really good year last year, I feel happy to be back. This year, you know, having a tough year at the beginning of the year, but as part of the game, you know, have the mentality good, especially right now because we're playing good baseball. And I think I'm going to be back. I'm going to be good, man. You know, ready for the playoff.
How much of a roller coaster ride is it emotionally for a major league ball player?
It's tough, man. You know, it's been a lot since I come here. You know, I passed coming from Cuba. It's a hard country. And get here, being Dominican for a couple of years, you know, before my sign, and, you know, get here in the U.S. and play baseball. Being the minor league for a couple of years, too. But, you know, like I say, I'm happy to be here. I'm glad to be here. Thanks God for putting me in this spot. This is what I want to be for a long time.
So what is it like having to hit major league pitching?
It's tough sometimes. It's a couple of good guys around the league, you know. It's a lot of good level here. But, yeah, it's good. It's just, you know, trying to be damaged every time I get in the box and, you know, take a good ABs.
So who were some of the players that you idolized growing up as a youngster?
We say Yadier Molina because of my position. I watched him a lot when I was a kid. You know, he's a legend. He's a GOAT. And I'm happy to see him when I was growing up.
And what about on this White Sox team? You guys doing pretty good this year.
Yeah, we're playing good baseball. Like I said, in spring training, we have a really good team. A bunch of good guys, like, they're playing really good. And, you know, we're happy to play good every day. And we're going to keep playing hard and, you know, trying to make the postseason.
Are you guys wondering on the fans coming out? What is it like having 20, 30,000 people in the stands?
It's really fun. It's really fun, man, especially coming from last year. Like, it's not a lot of people coming here to the field to support us and, you know, doing what we're doing right now. And the fans are coming here to support us. It's pretty good and amazing for us. Like, we're coming out to play every day, like, happy because we know, like, the guys are coming here to support the team. And, you know, it's pretty good, pretty fun.
So what is it like when fans holler and screaming, Edgar, Edgar, and ask you for your autograph?
It's funny and I like it because I know a lot of guys support me, even, like, when I'm not doing really good this year. But I know, like, it's a lot of people outside, like, still believe in me, and, you know, I hopefully can turn that page on and, you know, I can do my best again to be good.
I got to ask you this question. You're in Chicago, playing for the White Sox. Have you had Chicago pizza yet?
Yes, I eat Chicago pizza. I'm a big fan of pizza, and, yeah, I eat it. Chicago pizza. Really good. I like it.
Like deep dish or thin dish?
Deep dish.
Okay. So, I mean, the Chicago fans, what do you think about these fans here in Chicago?
These fans in Chicago, they like baseball. They support the team. I saw they so hard with the team and with the players, and I like it because they expect a lot of good team for the team, and, you know, we're happy for that.
And what about your teammates? I mean, rumor has it y'all like a college atmosphere, fun and games all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot of good teammates. You know, I've been playing with a lot of guys from the minor leagues too. It's a lot of young players here, and I'm happy to be with them, like, especially coming from minor leagues in the same team, and, you know, just happy for that, and, you know, we're doing a really good job.
So, you know, kids go watch ESPN. Do you watch SportsCenter and see if your name, if you be in the da-da-da moments?
I don't watch more SportsCenter, but I remember last year in my debut, I hit a run drive to the pitcher, and he flicked his glove behind his back, and he got my line drive, and he was top five in SportsCenter. So I think it was the second time that I saw in SportsCenter.
You know you be watching it now.
Yeah, a little bit sometimes.
Last couple questions. First major league hit.
Wow, it was amazing. It was in Boston. Such a good feel. Coming from pinch hitter, I remember, and hit a double to left field. It was amazing. Amazing feel.
First major league home run.
First major league homer was in Colorado against Sensatella was pitching. It was a really good homer. It was a really good contact. I remember. I knew it right away. when I hit the ball, that ball was gone.
You still got the ball?
Yeah, I got the ball.
What'd you do with it?
I save it on my house. Yeah. It's in my house.
I'm going to come get it and sell it on eBay.
No, let's save it for a good reason.
We'll save it till you get to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I said last question, let me ask you. You had three of your teammates make the All-Star team. What's your thoughts about that?
It's pretty good, man. I'm so happy for them. Like, those guys made the All-Star, All-Star team. And I think a couple guys more can be there. You know, we playing really good baseball. There's a lot of good players here, and just happy for them.
So what would it mean to you next year to be on that All-Star team?
Yeah, I hope that I can be there too at some point. So I'm working hard for that, and hopefully I can come back next year and do what I can do better.
Coach, introducing Chicago to Edgar Curl. Appreciate it.
Thank you, my man.
All right, thanks a lot.